You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. And today we're going to do something super relaxing. We're going to head on a nice winter walk. Now, I thought since one of our studios, the one I work from, is based in Glasgow, and we have a lovely, lovely park near here. So I thought I'll show you how easy sometimes it is to get away from the hustle and bustle of the city and just get some sounds of nature. So the park we're heading into is actually Kelvin Grove Park. It's a public park in the west end of Glasgow. And of course, if you've ever been here, you might have visited the Kelvin Grove Art Gallery and Museum, the famous art gallery and museum. Now, the park is really nice. The land for it has been purchased between 1852-54, and it was part of investment to provide some nice green spaces during Industrial Revolution, where you were really needing that space away, the green space. So it is going to get a bit loud, because where I want to take you at the moment is the snow bridge. So you might hear a bit more traffic in the distance because the road is just on the other side of the bridge, but what you can hear now is River Kelvin, which is the river that runs through the park. And we're actually on a pedestrian bridge at the moment, the snow bridge. It was built around 1800, and it is thought to be the oldest surviving river crossing downstream from the Kelvin Aqueduct at Mary Hill. Now, the nickname Snowbridge comes from the fact that the central gates in the parapet railings actually enabled carts to dump snow into the river after clearing the streets. Now, it's no longer used for carts or cars, obviously. Now it's a pedestrian crossing. So we're going to walk away and head down a really nice short walk. So don't worry, you're going to hear that river again. But for now, we're just going to loop around, and there's a lovely walkway on the other side along the river. So I'm doing the walk today. It's quite quiet. It's nice. The ground's a bit moist, so no crunching leaves on the ground, but we might venture onto some grass just to give you nice lovely sounds of nature, I think. But you can definitely hear that we're walking away from the traffic. It's getting quieter, and this is a really nice walkway because we're sloping down now. Scotland, England as well, can be quite wet at winter, so unfortunately no snowy walk today, but perhaps another time. And you can hear the Kelvin in the distance. I can see it here to my right through the trees. And beyond, actually, just on the other side of Kelvin, is the famous Kelvin Grove Art Gallery. A little bit up a small raise, and where we've kind of had to come down to the Kelvin, but there's the beautiful red brick building of the Kelvin Grove Art Gallery, which opened in 1901. And this is actually a really lovely location for photos, because on the one side we have the art gallery, and then on the left side from where I am, there'll be the buildings of Glasgow University. So it's a very picturesque location. There's quite a few spots you can walk here and get some really, really lovely pictures. Now, most of the leaves at the moment, it's winter, they're brown, still a few clinging to the branches, but that actually means, because we don't have all that green foliage in the way, we get a really nice clear shot of the Kelvin, and you can really, really hear the water now. Hearing the water more than anything, and maybe some birds in the distance. To my left, up on a little hill, I can see one of the towers of the Glasgow University building, with the very dramatic, peaked, Gothic-like tops. And if you do ever come this way, you're probably going to come across an animal you see a lot in Britain all year round, and one that's not very shy. Obviously, we're talking about the grey squirrels. They hang around this park. They're everywhere. And they're very used to tourists and people just walking through, running through. So you might actually most likely come across them, and they'll definitely come up. I think some people maybe give them snacks, but they're definitely very curious. So you might even snap a really nice photo of them. Now, this is a nice little short walk. We're not going very far. I do have to get back to my work. But it's been quiet. I see a couple people wandering across from me with some dogs. But mostly, at this time in the morning, you have it all to yourself. I always find the River Kelvin really drowns out any other sounds, and you can really enjoy a bit of nature. Now, it is very chilly and I am wrapped up, but because I'm recording, and I believe that's the bells from Glasgow University. This bell tower is actually within the Gilmore Hill campus at Glasgow University. It was built in 1887 and was constructed after the institution moved from its original site in the city's high street. It still remains UK's second largest Gothic Revival building after the House of Parliament. So a bit of facts there. Beautiful, and of course, it's really nice to actually see it really well, because when you're here in the summer, this whole area is really green, so you can't actually see it very well through the trees, not when you're doing this walk. So yeah, that was a very pleasant surprise. I did not expect to hear the bell today. So this particular iconic tower is actually 278 feet tall. It's a beautiful landmark. Now, as I said, it is quite chilly. It is winter. So I won't go very far. There is a sculpture I want to get to. It's quite unique. As we can start walking back up towards one of the roads that splits Kelvin Grove Park. It's the Kelvin Way. It's now a pedestrian and cycling road. There's no car, so it's a lovely kind of crossing back into Kelvin Grove. But I found my sculpture, so I won't go much further, but it's quite unique. Not what you would expect. It's quite modern. It's called the Psalmist Sculpture. It was made in 1972 by Benno Schotz, who was born in Estonia. And he came to Glasgow, where he eventually became the head of sculpture at the Glasgow School of Art. But the sculpture I'm looking at right now was heavily influenced by Auguste Rodin. And you can really see it in the really long limbs, elongated, kind of distorted figure. Is quite weird, very modern, quite unique, and I really like it. Now, I could continue on this walk. If I continue up the hill, I'll reach Kelvin Way, and that's the road I mentioned that's mostly pedestrian now. No cars have access to it, and I could cross further into Kelvin Grove, continue my walk, or I could loop back, cross on a little bridge over Kelvin River, and actually head into the art gallery, which is just directly across from me. And it is a lovely spot as well. I highly recommend it. It's a beautiful building. And yeah, and you can see that famous Dali painting, the Christ on the cross painting, that gives you a bit of a 3D effect. It feels like the cross, when you go up and stand directly under it, it feels like the cross is looming or hanging over you. It's beautiful, and it's usually placed on its own, so you really get to enjoy it. And a bit of extra trivia there for you. If you do ever go to visit that painting, if you crouch down in front of the painting, and you do have to stare quite closely, but the lower third of the painting, you might be able to see a faint line running across. That's from an attempt to destroy the painting quite a few years ago. That's where it was kind of slashed across and riffed. So you can still see where it was restored. But there you go. That is, I think, the end of our walk. I need to warm up. I need to put my gloves back on and head back to the office. So I'll continue back the way I came, but I really hope you enjoy this lovely, really relaxing winter walk. And maybe it inspires you to explore the green spaces around wherever you live.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.